Well, good news. The only orthodontia good news in our house is Dash gets his off before the end of the
The
year.
braces or
The
the
braces. He's
okay.
still going to have the bottom expander on retainer
Do
on
it.
the bottom. So we still talked about this a little bit. Both of my kids have an upper expander and lower expander, and so it makes it hard to talk, say things, especially things with a lot of S's in them. So one of those is getting relieved a little bit, which is great because I think the voice is changing too, because he keeps doing this. Yeah, I was just playing Minecraft. I was just playing Minecraft, and so I got extra lives. So hopefully this means we're like 70% into the payments. So hopefully we start seeing a return on that investment.
All I want is just an entire podcast
Where
with
else we
you
talk like
just.
this was a special. It feels like that would be fair, right? And you know
It's
what?
fair.
Look at my goddamn teeth. You know I need that, all that shit. But you know what? And when they say
This
your teeth
episode's
are messed
killing
up,
me.
I go, you guys first.
Yeah.
If there's money left when yours are done,
I
I'm
get
getting
mine
these
done.
fixed.
Yeah.
But I'm probably gonna get them all capped. I'm gonna
Hi,
go
my
the
name's
Jenny
Jerry
McCarthy
Schmidley.
route, and I'm gonna
Yeah. I'm Jerry.
go, and then just have a slight little sound to it that's from
So accurate.
it is, right? Because you can't get his
Here.
tongue all the way to the roof of your mouth,
Oh my
so
God.
you're like,
It's so, and then they kind of choke on their own tongue.
yeah. So you'll come home from school and really excited because something happened at lunch, and so okay, so here's
You
what
guys,
happened.
it's fair because they're young and then
They
they
don't
get all of
care.
this shit removed and then they're perfect and
God,
beautiful.
beautiful.
And I'm
My
like, inject me. But so I,
so much
what is
stuff
my
in my
next step?
face.
And they're
Whatever.
like, well, do you have
Face trans. What we need to
$100,000?
have. This is where I'm at. One of my four dogs needs to eat off my face so that they put on a new one, like so that my skin is
Oh,
like that French lady that
if
got a
that
full like
if that's a
transplant.
thing so fast,
Yeah.
I
Can
like
we do that?
I need but you know why? I can't because I'm paying for my kids or their dentures.
Orthodontia. So that's okay. Okay. This was a big thing for me, and you are in a step ahead of this. But for us, this was the first year of double digits.
Oh, yeah.
So Dash was 10, and Finn is 12, going to be
13.
13, you guys. That's a big old deal. That's a big year
It's
for
a
a
big
mom.
year.
Like this year meant it was like the first drop-off party. It was the first, like, they would talk on the phone. Like, it was like different. It was like fully tween for us.
Yeah. Yes, because Eleanor's in that. And so, like, we've definitely seen this like change in everybody's like social game, like all of the slang
Oh,
and
yeah.
all of the words and the dances and the like, and I'm like, what's happening? But I also like kind of love it
And
because I think they're sweet.
Dash and Eleanor get together with the same sort of like ennui eye
Oh
roll
God.
thing where they're like, can you believe how stupid everyone
Yeah,
is?
things
Can
are
you believe how
so
stupid
right.
everyone is? Everyone's so stupid. That's just my kids with that. I know it's.
I can't. I'm snotting all over myself. I'm a
Well, it's
disaster.
true. So, well, I have to
I'm
look at these kids
worthless.
seriously, and it's
I'm
really
worthless because
hard.
that's Finn had one too, and it would just like his tongue would like everything. And
They're
Eleanor's
like a
teeth are
giraffe,
like
you
beep,
guys. And like these tongues go everywhere. You're like, what?
and their jaws are moving and are trying to work with it what they got
And they're
going
such bigger heroes. They don't complain about it. Like
at all.
I would be like, get this off.
Oh,
I would lose
I have done
my mind.
Invisalign 8 times.
I
I can't
know.
keep them in my
I
mouth.
know. Be like, you know what's in my pocket right now?
My
Kristen's
Invisalign.
expander. Yeah. It's
Oh,
a big
I got all
metal
that going
thing.
on.
Like, okay. So this was a big year for everybody. These two like pop culture things.
Okay.
Barbie.
Barbie was big,
Huge.
and Taylor Swift.
That
Oh shit!
was my
Sorry.
number one. See, no, but because it was for
It was
everybody.
the. I think this was the year. Where, like, okay, I get bugged when everyone is like, this is the age of the woman. I'm like, you know what? We've been there, done that. Let's actually talk brass tacks. Barbie grossed $1 billion. Taylor Swift's tour grossed $1 billion. She tipped her drivers $100,000 each. Like, it was nothing. She literally supplied food banks for years and years and years. Taylor Swift is not like the age of the woman. These are like, no, this is like now everyone, we can just stop using the word woman.
That's what I mean.
And look at these moguls that are killing it and also are kind.
It feels like the male gaze to call it age of the woman.
I agree.
All women are like, yeah, no, this is what it's always fucking been.
Yeah.
But you weren't letting it happen.
Also, I think it's like proof that like you can't mess with a Swiftie. Like the fan base is so ravenous, but it's all like towards glitter and these songs that they care about.
Very positive.
And positive. And it's like, I just saw this great interview with Jennifer Lawrence, and she was talking about how in her career, obviously she's worked with more male directors than female directors. And she goes, I have seen the biggest tantrums you've ever seen in your life, and it's always from men. She's like, my biggest joys have been when I've had the opportunity to work with female directors because it's different, and she's like, it's calm. And I think that's really true. And I think what we're going to see and what we have to keep propelling for is this like wonderful moment. It's not a moment. It's
just what it is. It should be 50-50.
Like, Taylor Swift did not just luck into becoming this world superstar. She works her balls off, but she also is kind and is doing all the right things and leads by example and like handles herself so, so well. And I don't ever feel like it's fair when someone then puts that woman thing behind it. Kind of like I don't love when people say what we do is mom comedy. I'm kind of like, ask any husbands who's come to our show. They'll just tell you it's funny. Like, it's comedy. But I'm privileged that we have a female-based audience because I think that is actually dreamy.
I get excited when – not excited, but I hear the slight in it sometimes when people call it mom comedy. But I love it because I'm like – nobody's had the balls to say, I am speaking for 65% of the population. Like,
I think I get weird about it because I get
you don't want to hear you're funny for a girl. And you don't want to hear you're funny for a mom comedian.
Right. Because that like makes me – I'm like,
that's
no.
That's spoken from a male mouth.
And it's this because we tested one of our shows in a club in San Diego
with a bunch
at
of
10
like,
p.m. where we didn't
Gold's
have a
gym
single
employees, mostly right. dudes. Yeah.
All dudes from
very
a
hot.
What do you CrossFit thing?
Yes.
And a couple lesbians, and we killed it. And they loved it. And I was like, funny's funny. Funny is funny. So that's it. And like Taylor Swift is great, and Barbie is great. And now Greta Gerwig is great. It has nothing to do with, like, we can just give women opportunities now. I think we've all, like, this whole, like, we've proven ourselves bullshit. Like, it's beyond that.
Proven? Why do we have to?
Because there's still this notion that, like, I don't know, there's still a bit of an old game. There's still a bit of an old guard. And, like, I think this is exciting.
Yeah, 2023.
Big.
We fucking kicked it in the ass,
We
though,
kicked it in the ass. We sure did.
So the thing I was going to tell you that I'm really excited about that I didn't tell you yet was that my husband surprised me because he's DGA member.
Yeah.
So I get to see Greta Gerwig on Sunday morning. I'm going to put you in my pocket.
Wait, why?
She's doing a talk at DGA. And I'm going to lie and say that I'm my husband's manager and listen to her and then make out with her and then ask her if she'll make a movie with us.
Sorry. I just went somewhere.
I know.
I don't know why.
I know.
Remember when you saw my phone and I searched her
literally,
so much, it's embarrassing.
You know what it is? It's my anniversary present.
That's nice.
I've never loved my husband more.
Wait. Are we at your anniversary?
No, it's next month.
I just panicked. It's
no,
December
no, no,
10th.
No. 11th.
December 11th. That's pretty awesome that I don't even know mine. I literally have to ask my mom because she sends this card. Is it October 2nd?
Yeah.
What was my due date?
Which
February?
Kid?
Never mind. How many years? Finn? 13? How many years married? 13. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah. So I'm super excited
That's
about
very
it, so
cool. I love going to those. That is like anytime there's like a talk with or
and
whatever and I love someone.
He like got the email and he had to like, he just
Insta
happened to
RSVP.
So he did it like
She's
right going to
be
away.
Amazing. So jealous.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Well, so he did it and while we were watching Barbie. with Delilah.
That's so cool.
Who Delilah can get up and do. She stands in front of the TV and sings all of the songs and does all of the things. And it warms my heart. I know like 10 of you don't like Barbie.
It's not about that. It's about the fact that something feminine and something that we embrace that we've, God forbid, use the term girly or makes us feel like this is our gender. This is our gender is in some way less than. And it's proof that it's not, because I went to see Barbie when we were doing a show in Temecula. It had opened. It'd been out for a bit. I had the kids with me and my son was like, let's go to Target and I'll buy stuff in pink. And I was like, heck yeah. So we went and got in pink and I got the tickets and it was sold out. And this was in a weird like 11 a.m. matinee. And I was like, this is leaning into this thing, because I think when you're a Gen Xer, you were told if you want to be successful, you have to operate in a man's world and you have to be tough. And you
act like you're not a woman.
You act like you are not a woman. But if there's not a bigger person that's shown us that Dolly Parton is like,
God, yes.
Eleanor just did a research project on her. She's donated 200 million books. And she's literally was part of the process of coming up with a vaccine for COVID. Like, have you ever met a woman with more boob and butt and girly and makeup and flair? And it doesn't diminish her power or her strength because she likes being that way.
Yeah. Well, that's
– I'm a tomboy. I know that's a term you're not supposed to use anymore, but I am. I'm a little bit – like I'll wear a hat backwards. I'll wear jeans.
Which is great and fine, and it doesn't define your femininity.
It doesn't mean
– Did I say feminine?
And she's like, and if you get orthodontia, it's fine.
I know. Sorry about that.
But I just think it's really great for girls to not feel like they have to say that they feel bad that they like pink or that they like glitter or that they like – light stuff, or like it's cool.
And
it's okay.
When we watched it last night, the two things that stood out to me were that how foreign, this is probably very basic to everybody else, but like it was so foreign to Barbie that women weren't just the same as men. Like, how she was like, didn't understand.
She's like, I feel like I'm like, conscious of myself.
It was like, I paid attention to Margot Robbie's acting in it, where she wanted
she's
to kiss
so
her.
Ugly.
I know. And then Delilah feeling so bad for Ken, I think is fair, because my husband watches that movie, and I know there's this part of him that's like, Ken's not bad, he just didn't know.
Yeah.
And so I love that also, it teaches you like empathy and like, like
it's
so
okay
all of
for
us
the
were,
male character to be the B character.
Yeah.
You know?
And that all of us were doing it wrong. And, and like now we can do it differently. It's like.
Yeah. And just doing the, just being aware of people and not being gross is, is kind of the key game,
it's
right?
It's like 70% of women are breadwinners in their families.
Yeah, baby. 60% of women are graduating from college. I just don't think we have to make these concessions that, like, I don't care. I kind of – I'm an artist, but I'm also, like, financial. And I don't give a shit. $1 billion is $1 billion. And, like, I don't care who's behind that table. They're like
– that's a lot of
– everybody put on pink.
A lot of cash.
It makes me excited because it does qualify. It's like a weird qualifier that like everyone's like, whoa.
And I want to say, if they don't get nominated or win any awards, and this podcast means literally nothing to them, but that Ryan Gosling played Ken.
Yes.
That I don't know his last name doesn't diminish how wonderful he was in that film.
Oh my God.
He and Will Ferrell, and I know I said that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Deserve some kind of award for like having such humor and such perspective in those roles.
Yeah.
And like they were incredible in those, both of them. Like I don't know.
I agree.
Maybe foreign press will give you something, you guys, but if nobody else does,
I think
you are brave and genius and so fucking comedically.
I'd love to see Barbie
wonderful.
Sweep it.
Wouldn't it be great?
Be so fun. Be so fun. Margot Robbie. I mean,
should.
Come on.
Yeah.
All of them.
She should, for sure.
The Academy needs to get it together, yo. Okay.
Okay. So here's This is a personal one for us.
Tired am I right now? It's fine.
Are we like 8 hours in? But yeah. This matters. Okay.
Jen's like, and here's the other thing.
I'm only a number 11.
Open voice memo. Yeah. Page. Hold on.
Open
you guys.
Number
hold-
94. I've got, I'm going to jump to the end. Okay. No.
I love crystals.
No, a thing that made our year so amazing is all the family photos that we got sent. We asked for you ladies to send us the awkward family photos. And do you ladies fucking deliver when we ask you for any favors?
So many good ones.
Oh, and my God.
To add to that, so many people sent us Christmas cards and holiday cards.
Do we have the
to
same
our,
P.O. box?
We don't.
We don't have a P.O. box.
We don't have the assistant. But the cards were so great. But the but the awkward family photos were we
wanted them for
obviously
our show.
Obviously, we couldn't use them all for the show. But if we didn't literally the van, like on long drives to different venues, like heaving, laughing.
Barfing, laughing.
Barfing, laughing.
It's so wonderful, too. Also, much like Ryan Reynolds, you guys need the
Gosling.
Okay, whoever. You need the award for like being so
cool
and like lighthearted about yourself and like not
that's what
taking
I'm saying.
Yourself
I think,
too seriously.
Yes, I think we've been, you know, we've been so lucky because we've been doing this for a bit and like these audiences that we get in front of, they're not precious. They're like down to make fun of themselves.
Oh my God.
We can make fun of them. They can make fun of us. It's delightful. It's spirited in kindness and coolness. And like, we just feel like, yeah, we're kind of like, yeah, of course.
I mean, how many dads felt comfortable taking a family photo in obscenely short shorts?
So many.
And very hairy legs.
And
then
sometimes in a squat position. And we were like, we just.
What? I know. And moms, they were like, as long as the collar of my shirt is high, it doesn't matter.
What about the one where the baby is like falling over, but the dad's holding the cat like very securely, but
yeah,
the baby's like falling
over? People had priorities in the 80s, and it wasn't children. Let's just be honest. It was pets. It was looking like you're a hunter.
The shirt with like
fashion.
Like mesh a kid, like the oh 70s fashion would like blend into the bad prairie background. And then the kid, you're like, is that a kid in his shirt?
If we learned anything, if you had a good family photo, you are from a psychotic family.
Oh.
If you have a messed up photo, I feel
we think
confident
you were right.
In your rearing. Yeah.
Yeah, we feel like
fine.
Everybody took a hit in the old 70s and 80s.
But
God,
probably for a solid 4 months, those delighted us every day.
Every single day. The that summer was, tour was really fun.
God, it was such a gift. We are going to – just a tease.
Just a tease.
We are going to have one next year. Those dates will be up on our website right now.
Soon.
Actually. They're going to be on our website right now. By the time that this podcast is up, they'll be on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Provided that Addison, if I'm just asking you now, helps me put them on there.
Please.
Yeah.
The summer tour was one of my faves.
It was amazing. Okay. So also, we didn't talk enough about Taylor and Travis.
Well, that didn't, well.
Is that later? Okay. We can get to that.
Okay.
Okay. Before this.
Are you literally going through 1,000 photos?
No. I feel like both of us had a lot of
soccer. You go through emails?
Soccer in our lives? No. Am I boring you? Literally, you know what's next on my list? Soccer. And I put so much soccer is what
we can just sum it up with that. I don't
and
need to get into that.
Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is the next thing.
That was her discovery of Sauvignon Blanc.
This year, you guys.
Boy, we're really
I don't
doing
need
some deep cuts in this.
Anything else? You know what? Okay, then. Just Taylor and Travis is all I have left. No, I actually have more.
I know you do. I can see you scrolling and you're like, you're like this. She was, and?
Because let
and?
Me.
And?
Fuck you. Open Delta. I want to see how many flights I took this year. That's interesting. Okay, this is, okay, so Casey.
If you go like this, if you go, open wallet.
You don't do it like that. You know you don't do it like that.
How do I do it?
Do it how you do it in line at the airport.
Open wallet.
It's louder than that, you guys.
It's open wallet. It's there. Wait, where is it? Hold on. So
tell it again. Yell at it, Kristen. It's not
shut
listening
up.
To you.
It took all my freaking
get mad at it.
I
went
with
not
a school pass.
Nope. Do it. Do
no,
open
I,
wallet.
No, I go like
open wallet. Because it's not listening. You got to sometimes get pissed because it can read inflection.
It can't read my lisp. And so I have to...
Christian. There's no S in wallet. Open wallet.
I get open wallet. It's Delta that for some reason doesn't. And then sometimes I get open American. I have to say American. If I say American, then it just sends me to open Nebraska.
America. I have this to say, which I feel like wraps up where we're at, like,
I have two of mine.
Oh, you do? I do. Tell me.
I have two of mine. Okay. I'm going to be fast.
All right.
Summer tour is really fun. I felt like we felt like this relief of COVID being gone. And we just got to go have fun. We finished our home renovation a year ago.
Oh, remember that's that. A big
Jen
one.
Did, not me.
Oh, my God.
And I got to tell you, I still walk into the kitchen and there's so times beautiful. That I'm like, I think it's too nice for me.
Oh,
like,
shut
I love
up.
It so much. Right. I've never cooked more. I feel so proud. I'm so happy.
It's gorgeous.
It's
gorgeous.
I just feel
and
like.
And it's so you.
It's very me.
Yeah. And like, it fits your life perfectly. Like, you can party in there.
Yeah, I love it. Just so everyone knows, I still have not hung pictures. I can't make any decisions.
No, I did find a couple things on Marketplace that I am
And my husband is making you. Me. You. We have kept to have a. Sad Christmas tree this year. I don't want to talk about
it. Well, that's what I was going to say. That's one of mine.
It's sad, isn't it? You can agree, right?
No.
Come on.
No, it's sad. I told you it was
you
sad.
You said it looked like he didn't love me based on that tree.
Hold on. This was one of the things I wrote down. Halloween decorations that were in stores this year fucking sucked. And so did Christmas decorations. And everybody who's in a decorating group on a social knows it. It's all anybody's
You're
saying.
You're in a decorating like, group on social?
The question is how many, Kristen? I'm in.
Is that even a thing?
It's always it's so many. It's so many that I'm in. And everybody is so disappointed in it. So like that. And then that you have. Kristen was
so
like,
much.
My tree is too big now for the renovated room.
More than one tree.
And so I have to go back to my old tree. And I looked at it and I did say, I don't think your husband loves you.
This is not an old tree. This
I did
is
say
a
that.
Tree.
I said it to I said it.
I
Casey,
am
I,
not a materialistic
because
person.
Because my husband would go get a bigger tree because he would. He'd be like, get a different one.
I am fired up about this tree
Colin,
situation.
She needs a different tree.
When we were on the road – a few years ago.
You know what your tree sounds like?
You're not making this any worse. For him, that's the win. And then he goes to my children and he's like, your mom doesn't like this tree. Do you guys remember this tree? And Finn and Eleanor are like, yeah, it's the tree we had when we were at Welby Way.
They don't remember.
I was like,
it was ugly
as shit.
They don't remember Welby
Way. We got it for $80.
They don't remember it.
$80.
Whatsoever. They're just
There's
being
a hole
manipulated
in it.
By
we,
him.
We tried to put a train in it. We couldn't figure it out. And half of the train is still wrapped around the pole.
You know
I'm
how
not
you can
being
this?
Picky. It's ugly as sin.
There, it's very full on the bottom and very sparse on top.
Middle is real.
Which, you know,
it
describes my shape a lot. So I... know it when I see it. And
I'm mad about the
tree.
Now I'm going to sound like a real asshole, but I got to take a picture of the tree. Well, the first thing that happened was I had those.
You know, I'd try to lie to you if I could.
She looked at it and she goes, oh, shit.
Lemonade out of those lemons.
I had a nicer tree in college. Full stop.
I've seen nicer trees like being thrown away on the side of
the road. You know where you find this tree? In a hotel lobby of like a Candlewood Suites that they have in the back room and they throw some balls on it and they call it a Christmas tree and you're like, it's fine because it's in a lobby of a sad hotel. This should not be the tree that you look at.
Thanks for trying.
I love looking at a Christmas tree.
I know.
Tree.
You.
And my husband's trying to make me feel materialistic and I'm trying to lean into like,
I'm getting
does
you
it
for
matter?
Your birthday.
Don't.
Yeah. Oh my God, I just figured it out. I had how many hours?
No.
You picked out, Kristen, you picked out and you sent it to me and it's yours, baby.
Kim
I'm
baby.
Your sugar daddy.
Kim, baby.
I'm your sugar
Kim,
daddy.
Kim, baby. That's the only time I'm like, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to end on this note. This is what my year, and this is only the beginning because I think I'm want to talk more about this, but this was the year where I was like, I'm figuring my fucking hormones out.
Yes.
And it's the most dedicated I've been to my own body in my whole life.
That's so good.
Because I don't think it's fair, which is a dumb thing to say, but I don't think anyone needs to suffer.
Yeah.
And I have suffered a little bit. Like there's been some real changes. And so like, I was like, all right, I can either do what I did for 6 months after I found out I was in perimenopause. I can either cry and feel terrible and sort of do
less
that,
than,
like, yeah, less yeah. than, it's over, feel all this, or I can fight a really good fight and like dig into like not feeling bad about it because I don't want to feel bad. So I found this doctor. I told you he's the guy that used to be a stand-up. So, and I really can talk to him, and he's nice, and I've never had a relationship like this before where I am going in all the time and I'm like, I still feel a little off. Is there something I can do? So I went and I've had my hormone panel done like 2 times this year alone to see changes because I want to figure out what's going on with my body. And so one thing I figured out.
At least know.
At least know.
Oh, that's, yeah, like it's no, giving yourself grace like you were talking about
I'm
in the beginning.
I'm telling you, there are so many things that we don't know that is caused from perimenopause. And this is a much bigger conversation. And I have spent a year like kind of educating myself. But first of all, if you're like driving in your car and you're like, I just don't feel like me, and you think you might be a little bit depressed, I'd say go get those hormones checked first. And then if you still feel that way, your hormones are normal, then go talk to your doctor about being depressed. But like there are these things that happen in perimenopause. Even what I found out is if you are a depressive and you take what's it called? SSRIs.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's what I do.
I'm not a doctor.
There's two different kinds
right.
that you can be prescribed, and they're opposites.
Right. Like, one of those, so that I don't say it one way or the other, one of those
serotonin
doesn't work.
Uptake inhibitor, and the other one is
yes.
like boosts your uptake.
Exactly. But if you are somebody who's been taking this medication and you go into perimenopause, it can stop working. So your brain, all of a sudden, you're like sad again and you're like, fuck, what? Go get checked. Attack. There are things I didn't even know, treatments. I'm on hormone replacement therapy. It's made such a big difference. I'm able to sleep. Like I don't have hot flashes, but I know that like women really suffer with that. You can go in and have these things done for you that make a big difference. Here's a big one for me. I was like, boy, I think they said if you talk about sex, that it's better. I'm just going to talk about it. Sex hurt like a motherfucker all of a sudden. And I was like, what's going on? That was my first tipping point into like these hormones were changing at all. Went in and figured out you could get a salve for that. What's up? Who's hot? But what it taught me was that I went and had my hormone panels done. And I noticed a real change in my libido far after sex was painful. I just noticed like, I'm usually a little bit of a horny toad.
Yeah.
Travis, are you listening?
Aside from the fact that like you shouldn't do things that are painful.
No.
And it's natural to not want to do things that are painful.
But there was other
signs. Sex is supposed to be like super fun.
Yeah, but there's other things that happen. Even though my equipment was like jacked up, like I still felt like, like, look, man, you know, if I'm watching Bridgerton, you know, I'm probably taking a commercial break at one point.
Easy peasy.
I'm just saying, like, it's a 1, 2, 3. And this was like, it kind of wasn't even in my ether. I could tell, like, there was just something off. It felt like a pulse was different. And so I went and had my hormone panel checked, and my doctor was like, would you consider yourself a competitive person? And I'm like, highly. He's like, would you say that you were easily, he didn't say horny. That's my word. He's like, did you have a strong sex drive? And I was like, yes. He's like, do you find that you have a strong hair growth? And I was like,
wow.
Yes. And he's like,
brain.
He goes, you have 4 times the regular amount of testosterone.
Fuck yeah, you do.
But now you're down to a normal amount. So you feel so different, but you are at the same rate. Like, I was like, this explains so much about me. Everybody,
she's been talking about her feelings lately.
I know. I'm like, I used to like want to fight or fuck. And now I'm like, let's get jewels and crystals and do craft projects.
Enjoy shit.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got a freaking testosterone tab put in my butt,
uh-oh.
Not in the butt. In
now
the butt.
She's doing MMA
I'm gonna do everything weird.
Fights.
Yeah, I'm going to do MMA fights. I'm on a quest to figure this shit out.
She's souping up an old 78 Nova.
You better believe it, sister, because you can take all of it. But if I feel less fired up.
I love this. I love this for you. And
it was a tough year.
I've gone on this journey with you
But I didn't. I was kind of weirdly.
You didn't want to talk about it.
I was apologetic. I felt really bad.
But I'm glad that you're talking about it because it's important to talk about. And like, also,
what?
No, I was just going to say the thing of like.
Your memory?
No, of, oh yeah, that for sure. My memory's all fucked up.
Memory's
too,
a part of
which
it.
Which is a like, part of it, but.
Recall, empathy. Like, it's just so, I think.
Yeah, my sex drive's off. I'll just say.
Your sex drive
my sex drive is off, and I want it to be like.
Back.
Yeah.
I think we feel sorry. We feel bad and we feel shameful. And here's what I'd like to say about that is that when Viagra hit the market, it wasn't just dudes with broken wieners buying it. They were like, will that make my existing wiener better? Like,
yeah.
It was all the men were like, hey, man, I got this thing that's not working. Can't is that pill available
for me?
It's
an important part of my living.
There was no
and I want to make
shame.
Sure that I, yeah.
There was no shame to it. It was like, oh, man, I just have to pop a pill and I get a boner for 4 hours. Yeah, dude, sign me up. They weren't like in the line, like shamefully. They're like, yeah. Can I get two Viagras, please?
That's a great thing for this year. That's
I
a
want
great thing.
To make women and myself, and I look at heroes that are talking about it. Gwyneth Paltrow, I know. She has goop and some people think that's cringy. She's got a lot of money. She's talking about it.
She likes to get that D, Gwyneth.
She's talking about it. She's open about it. I find that inspiring. I want to attack 24 and like keep figuring it out because I'm gonna keep trying. I don't want to feel out of out of a game.
Yeah,
I'm too young.
I would say like of that like same level of importance for me. I was my thing was to say no when I felt no.
Yeah. You want to be able to say no without feeling bad about it.
It was a conscious decision that, like, I read something, and I remember, like, what it is, but my memory's fucked up from perimenopause or whatever
Welcome.
It is, so I don't remember what it was. But, like, I was like, oh, I have good reasons when I say no, so I can say no.
Yeah, and people will be mad at you.
Or just say them, and if they're mad at me, then maybe they'll see what I'm saying or something or see, like, my perspective or something. And it was, I was like, more than anything, it's not that I never said no, but I was like, I never said no a lot, but I never said no being like, well, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Because I am just going to, that's what I feel. And I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
So I did more of that this year, I think, and I feel good about it. And there were a couple times like with my husband or I'm trying to think if we had any work things where I did it, where I was like, or definitely with my kids, where I was like, I don't have to be nice right now. I'm just going to like stick to this thing that I think is right.
I'm all right with that. I think I got that squared up. Yeah. Nobody says no faster than me.
I do have this amazing mom box that I have to reach.
Okay,
you.
Let's
okay?
do it.
Are we going to mom box?
Yeah.
This came from Elise Marie. She said, hi, I was recently at your show in Baraboo, Wisconsin with my sister and were blessed by my in-the-doghouse husband with VIP tickets to your show. It was our second time seeing your show. We saw you in Cedar Rapids, Iowa a couple years ago and it was just as great then as it was now. I just wanted to share how after getting home the next day, my 16-year-old and her boyfriend were sitting around when I walked in the door. And her boyfriend asked where I had been. I told him I was at your show, and you would not believe how starstruck he was. He was...
Wait.
Not only that we got to see you, but that we got to meet you as well. Let me back up. They're 16.
I was going to back up.
And he knew who we were and was starstruck that she not only saw the show, but got to meet us. He was so excited. I just had to share. Not only are you killing it with the moms, but also with the 18-year-old boys. Thanks again for a great show and another excuse to bond with my sister. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, this is old. Okay. Well, whatever. I'm going to get this tattooed on my back, Elise Marie.
That's super nice. That's crazy.
I can't even know.
I think – one of the things that we, like, our brain is when we meet people and they quote us back to us, which is we saw.
They're like, my kid says in the car.
Yeah.
Not
sure.
Eat your butt, Jin. Not, or, what is it? Not freshwater,
nice
Jin.
Nice boy we met, he was like, my dad quit his job today. I sure hope we move.
My Grand Island. Yep. He messaged us. And John, by the way, if we can make it to
the Taylor Swift show in Poland.
Oh, speaking of Taylor Swift. Okay.
By the way, we might, like, there are weirder things that have happened.
We might do it. We might do it.
If we could go to Poland with him and see Taylor Swift, there are worse days. That might be the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So, this is a hot flash, I think. Last night, I had this dream.
Oh, God.
That is so freaking weird. But you guys, sometimes I'm psychic and sometimes I'm just a horny toad.
You're literally the thing that, like, Huffington Post does things about. They're like, what do you do when people start talking about their dreams?
Just zone out?
Yeah.
No, but for this one,
focus.
Listen up for this one. I told you you're going to like this one. You're going to like this one. Okay. So I had this dream, you guys, that my dear Kristen.
Ew!
Was dating Travis Kelce.
This is a lie.
It's not a lie. We were at his football game and you and I were like drinking. This is how real it was. We were like in the stadium, like fucking drinking, waiting for him to get done. And then he got done and was like talking to you and he talked to you. And then you went off to talk to somebody else, which is very typical. And then I like swooped in like a fucking.
Wait.
I swooped in, Kristen, in my dream. And I was like, wait, is there chemistry here between you and I,
there
Travis?
Was deception?
Kelce? No, you were still married and I was still married. So I don't know what was going on. Like, not all of it was the same. We were both like, we got to get home because there's soccer tomorrow or whatever. But like, we were both like, he was in love. I think there was nothing sexual, but he was so in love with us.
Nothing sexual?
Probably something sexual. I just don't want to get into it right now.
Wait a minute. Did he want to have sex with me or not?
So this
just because I said my cooter was a little bit broken doesn't mean that I can't.
No, I think
I just need a couple weeks.
That doesn't look like a guy that's not going to give up, and he's going to try.
Stop,
right?
Jen.
So she was playing guitar for him, and he was singing.
No wonder
along,
he wasn't into me.
And I was like,
you can't play four chords,
Travis,
for a guy that's been with Taylor.
That conversation we just had over kettle corn. In this weird stadium.
Here's the thing. I know she's
and
not lying.
I am not lying. At all. I 1,000% had this dream. And the dogs kept waking me up and I kept going back to the dream going like, come back to us, Travis. Like, I will share him with you. He is I mean, look, neither one of us
is going
to. I can't
handle him full time.
No, I can't either. I still want to be married, but I just want to have him adore me because I see what he does to Taylor. And it is the highlight of 2023 for me.
It is a highlight.
It is.
As you were saying that, I was like, do I want him to adore me or do I just want him to keep adoring her so I can
all
watch
of it,
it from
all
my
of it.
Phone?
I'm fine with all of it because, like, this year it's the
show
thing
me.
That's like.
Show me Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Let me see.
Just articles. I'm not on my TikTok.
Oh my God. I think that's 2023, you guys.
You guys, have a great 24.
Oh my God.
Do something that scares you. Get your cooter checked.
Get your cooter checked. Say no.
Get your
hormones
checked. Get your boobs checked.
Yeah.
My next up, colonoscopy.
I do have to get one in January.
Should we get them together?
Yeah.
Let's do it together.
Okay, let's
do it. Terrible. I mean, you got to like not have food for 24 hours and they put a thing in your butt. I think.
No wine either?
No, dummy. You can't have anything.
White wine even? Fuck.
I'm so frustrated.
Happy New Year.
Did we just podcast for like 3 hours?